Okay, today is Daf Chof Tes. We're on Chof Ches on Beis on the top. We're a little behind. We'll be catching up in a few minutes. So we just said that Abaya had a makor, why it is that Chutz L'Zman is yes kare, and Chutz L'Makom is not kare. Right, learned it out from the Pesukim. We're not going to go over that again because we did it yesterday. So on the third line on the top over there. So the Gemara says, the Ema may be the Achlo Avona Yisa Zechutz L'Mkomo Ulumute Noser Mikare. Again, I'm going to read you the Pesukim again because it's very vital. It is Harshas Kedoshim. Pasuk, it's Perak Yotef. Pasuk Hay says, Tachisiz Bechu Zebach Shlamim Lashem L'Rtzonchem Tizbachuhu. When you want to bring a carbon, great, bring a carbon. The next pasuk says, "Bayom zivchacham yeyachel." Eat it on that day. Umimacharas, and the next day also you can eat it. Why? Because it's a shlamin. V'anoser ad yom hashlishi be'eshi zarev. If you wait till the third day, that's called noser. Pasuk Zion says, "Vim ha'ochel yeyachel b'yom hashlishi pigilhu lo yeyrotza." If you eat it on the third day, that's piggle. We explain that pasuk to mean, not that if you eat it on the third day, it's piggle. No. If 3 days before you had a machshava, chutz l'makom, that's piggle. And you don't get covered for that. Right? The next pasuk says, v'ochlav avono yisa, if you eat it, you're going to bear a sin. Ki, because, es kodesh Hashem chilel, you're going to get courage for that. We said, now what is that courage going on? Is it going on the piggle pasuk or on the noser pasuk? So we said yesterday, it's going on the noser pasuk. And once it's going on the noser pasuk, we have a gzir shava, that pasuk. So the pasuk in Parsha Tzav, which we said talks about piggle, what we know as piggle. Therefore, those two get courage, Chutz L'Makom does not get courage. So he says, why are you saying that? Say that the pasuk here of Noser, of Kare, is going on the pasuk of Chutz L'Makom. Why can't it be going on both? Because, as Rashi pointed out, it says in the pasuk, the Ochlov in the singular. You eat one of these, you're going to get Kare. Which one? Says the Gemara, Noser. Now the Gemara says, why Noser? The Ema, the Ochlov only eats the Zech Chutz L'Makom. No! That's Chutz L'Makom. Umute noser mi kare, and there is no kare by noser. Right? You hear that, Kasha? So the Gemara says, "Mistaber noser havel ukmi bekare." Makes much more sense that noser is the one that gets kare. Lemigmar avon avchutz lizmano, then you will have a gzeir shava avon chutz lizmano. Bidami le bizov. They're very similar in two things: zayin zov. Into Zayin Beis. Zman. They're both about Zman. Noser is Mamish Zman. And Pigul is Chutzul Zman. And Beis is Bama. They're both apply to a Bama. Chutzul Makom has nothing to do with Zman. And of course it doesn't apply to a Bama. That's what a Bama is. A Bama is Chutzul Makom. So the whole thing doesn't apply. So If we're going to have a Zeir Shava, it makes much more sense. Here, what we're doing, we're putting logic into a Zeir Shava, something we never do. But if we're going to have a Zeir Shava, it makes much more sense to compare Pigol, Chutz L'Zman, to Noser, because they're similar in the Zayin Beis issues. Zayin is Zman, and Beis is Bama. That's what? I have a car in our backyard, so I'm still not allowed to do Pigol there. And still such a thing as Noser. Right? What's Chutz L'Makom? In a Bava? A Bava is Chutz L'Makom. It's just a Heter. Right? So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Agarabba. Just the opposite. Chutz L'Makom have a little Ukri B'Kare. No. Let's say that Chutz L'Makom gets Kare. Right? L'Migmar Avon Avon L'Chutz L'Zmano. And then we'll make a comparison from Chutz L'Zmano to Chutz L'Makom. The Dami led the Mikdash, because they're similar in four things. What's Mikdash? What does Mikdash stand for? It stands for Machshava. Right? Mem is Machshava. The Kuf is Ksat, even a little bit. Right? Dalet is Dam. And the Shin is Shlishi. Third day. They're both learned out from that same word. So it's much more, it makes much more sense. Whole long Rashi here, he brings up Tumah, that there's also Tumah that says that you're going to bear your sin, and then it will have problems with Tumah. Whole complicated Rashi. So we really haven't answered the question. This is not a good Makar. Not a good Makar. Chutz Makom will be Karis, Chutz Zman will be Karis, and Osim will not be Karis. Why? Again, because the pasuk that says you get curry, we don't know what that pasuk is talking about. It could be talking about no sir. It could be talking about chutz l'makom. Something. Oh, it's much better if it's talking about chutz. It's much better if it's talking about no sir. You know why? Because then it'll be a much better gzeir shava to chutz l'zman. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? If it's chutz l'makom, it's a much better gzeir shava. It's similar in four things, and then there would be no chutz in the garvin no sir. So the Gemara says that can't be pshat. El Amar Rav Yochanan. Tani Zavdi Bar Levi, if you Kodesh Kodesh, a different Zera Shava. See if it says Hacha. It says in Parshas Kedoshim, Hacha is Parshas Kedoshim. Es Kodesh Hashem Chilel V'Nichvasa. Uksiv Hatam. This is a pasuk actually in Shemos. I think it's in Parshas Kisisa, somewhere over there. It says V'Sarafta Et Hanoser Be'Esh. Mal Halanoser Afkanoser. And we already know that by Noser it says V'achla V'avon of Yisa in the singular to exclude Chutz L'makom. Chutz L'makom is the odd man out. It does not get Kares. Says the Gemara U'may Chazis Dekra Arecha V'chutz L'zmano. Who told you to use the very long Pasuk in Parshas Tzav as Chutz L'zmano U'shlishi the Parshas Kodshim Tiyu, in Parshas Kedoshim Tiyu, Chutz L'Makomo, and who said that the little pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim is a reference to Chutz L'Makom, Eipachana, let's switch it around. So the Gemara says, well, Mestabra Aricha B'Chutz L'Zmano, it makes much more sense to have the long pasuk in Parshas Tzav be talking about Chutz L'Zman, the Gemara Avon Avon Menoser, the time it is up. Because then we have a Zer Shavat to Noser, which is similar in Zayin Beis. So the Gemara asked the question we already asked already. Other, just the opposite. Aricha b'chutz l'mkomo. Aricha b'chutz l'mkomo. Let's use the long pasuk for chutz l'mkomo. Ushlishi the kedoshim tiyu b'chutz l'zmano. And the shlishi of parshas kedoshim will be a reference to chutz l'zmano. Bishon d'damilei tamchei become a mayalei. Because it's much more similar. In other words, zman and noser are similar. And the mi'ut would say, only noser gets kareis, not chutz l'zman. So it's the same question we had before. Same question. The question is, we don't have a makar that noser that kares only applies to chutz l'zman, not chutz l'makom. Now we're going to get the final answer. Ela amar Rava kulu mikra aricha askin. No, the entire parsha of Piddle, chutz l'makom, chutz l'zman is learned out of the very long pasuk in parsha Tzav, and this is how it's going to be learned out. Dichtiv, it says in that pasuk, ha'ochel yeyachel. Why double lashon? Because shtei achilos hakasuv medaber. We're talking about two things: echad achilos adam, echad achilos mizbeach. Piggle can be done with the food you're eating, with the food you're going to eat, or with the emurim that the mizbeach is going to eat. That's number one. Mibasar zevach shlamav. Those three words: ma shlamim, mifaglin, umispaglin. Just like shlamim, the piggle can be done. The piggle can be done with the dam, right, or with the meat, that's mispadlin and misfadlin, on both aspects, on what you're using the dam, that's the mispadlin, and mispadlin is the object. The object is the meat you're going to eventually eat, okay? I've called mispadlin and mispadlin. So too, any type of carbon where there are two aspects. There's such a thing as piggle. Okay? There's a subject and an object. Shlishi, what does the word shlishi mean? Bechutz l'zmano. That refers to chutz l'zmano, which makes sense, because the shlishi means a unit of time. Lo yirate, what does the word lo yirate mean? Kaharzah's kosher, kein harzah's tassel. Which means that just like the harzah, the ritoi, the kapara for a kosher, like a puzzle. What does that mean? Ma harzah's kosher. Just like by a kosher, by how does a kosher carbon work? Ajigru kol matiro. Everything has to be perfect. af hartzav patel. So too, when there's a piggle here, ad shakrivu kol matirav, until everything is done perfect. In other words, we're going to say this again today. In other words, piggle only is piggle if everything else you do is perfect. That's what we get out of that one. Piggle, everything else has to be perfect. If there's another mistake that's done somewhere along, it's not piggle. Why? I learned out of a puzzle. And there's no logic to that. It doesn't make it. There's no logic to that. Right? I have a bad machshava, and I ruin it even worse. What, there's no piggle now? Right, there's no piggle now. Why? It's a deris hakasher. Now, hamakriv, hamakriv, ba'akravahu nifsel, ve'ein nifsel b'shlishi. When it says hamakriv, you don't have to wait for the third day. Right? The piggle is created now. Why? Because my machshav is about the third. I can't wait to eat this the third day. Now you're not allowed to do that. That rava is the problem. I don't have to wait till the third day for it to be a problem. Right? Bak rava who nifts out. Then there's a mashlishi. Says the Gemara, maybe, what do you mean? Oh, so. What does oh so mean? Bezevach hakasav medaber. The problem is that the carbon itself becomes puzzle. The ain't a medaber for kohen. Well, that's not about the kohen. The kohen has become puzzle. It's all his fault. He hasn't, right? That's what we learn from the word oh so. The carbon is the problem. We couldn't have Hasanina if a Kohen does that. He can't do Avoda today. He can't do Avoda anymore. I don't know how long we would punish him, whatever. No, nothing. He's okay. He made a mistake. The carbon's no good. Lo yechashev. What does it mean, lo yechashev? Lo ya'arev bo machsheves acheret. You can't have any other machshavos. Okay, which again we're going to have in the Mishnah today and on the base. Pigle, what does pigle mean? Now it says in that pasuk the word pigle. That word piggle means zechot funkomo. Yihiyeh, what does it mean, yihiyeh? Piggle yihiyeh, it'll be in the future. Malameh, shemitzarf, and zeh in zeh. That means you can have a seer. What does it look at Rashi? Chatzoi shi'urehen lifts alas carbon. Half of it. Kiditnan b'masnisen, lechol chatzi zayis b'chutz, kichatzi zayis l'machar. Puzzle. That's puzzle. Okay? You hear that? I can't wait to eat half this carbon of chutzul man and the other half of kazayis chutzul mako. That'll combine to give you the shear. The Rabban says there's a difference. He says if you have two karbanos, one you did chutzul man, one you did chutzul mako. You eat half a kazayis of each, that's mitzaris. You get a kazayis. You get kareis. Well, maybe you don't get kareis because you didn't eat the kazayis of kareis, but you certainly get a lot. The Rabban says you get malchus for that.
Like, within a
shear
or just whatever?
No, within a shear. The only time you get a punishment is if you eat it. Two different carbons. Rashi says one carbon, but you have half a kazayis for one wrong machshava, half a kazayis for another wrong machshava. The Ramban says two different animals even. V'anefesh ha'ocheles mimenu. Now it says v'anefesh in the singular, ha'ocheles mimenu in the singular. Echad v'lo shnayim. Only one of them gets carried. The Ezeze, which one is it? Chutzlis Mano. It's Chutzlis Mano. Why is it Chutzlis Mano? The Gomer Avon Menoser, the Dami Lebe Zayin Beis. Because it's more similar to Noser in the sense of Zayin Beis. Chutzlis Makom is not similar to Noser at all. It has nothing to do with Noser. Chutzlis Man is comparable to Noser. Now, Amalei Rav Papala Abaya, Larava. Hudidah, so according to you, Shlishi the Parashat Kedoshim to you, my Darash to be. So what do you do with the Pasuk in Kedoshim? The Pasuk in Kedoshim says, I'll read it to you, V'ma'ochal ya'ochal b'yama shlishi pigel hu, lo ye'rasa. What is Rava, what is that Pasuk doing there? What does that Pasuk tell you? According to Rava, everything's learned out of Parashat Tzah. So what is this Pasuk doing? So, Amar ha'hu, b'boyele, says Rava, it's a wild Tzah, says Rava, L'makom sheyehe mishulash bedam b'basar ube'imurin. It's a place where you have dam, basar, and imurin. What on earth does that mean? Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Believe." You see, he says right next to it. Sheyehe mishulash says Rashi. V'limeid al machshevet chutzlum komo. That in order to have a machshava chutzlum komo, she'ena mo'elas. It's not going to work. Ela o b'kadshe kadshim. If you have kachet kachin, shechi sheiv aleihem leechem chutz la'azara, right? I can't wait to eat with the makom of the kachet kachet. The azara. Oh, or kachet kalim v'achom chutz l'ir. I'm going to eat kachet kalim outside the city of Jerusalem. Right? Those are the makom for kachet kachet and kachet kalim. Prat, you're not going to be over chutz l'makom l'machashev l'echel b'heichol. What if a guy's in Machshava, I can't wait to eat this in the heichol. Next to the shulchan, I'm going to sit there next to the shulchan and eat my carbon. Is that chutz l'makom? Says the Gemara, no. Why not? Says Rav, no. You know why? The low puzzle. The be'inan shechishev al makom mishulosh. It has to be a place where all three, dam, emurin, and basar, cannot go. As the next Rashi says, hainu chutz la'azara, b'shat heter bamos. Why? Lafuge heichel, she'ein ba'atzar is emurin, v'lo achilas basar. In the heichel, there's no emurin in there. There's no basar in there. But there is dam in there. Since dam can be brought in there, sometimes it's sprinkled in dam in the heichal. Certain kabbalas, it's not considered machsheves chutz l'makom. And the big deal in this Rashi, because Rashi has said that there's no basar in there. That's not true. Some kabbalas you're allowed to eat in there. Kachet kachet, maybe you're allowed. The whole big tumult. The bottom line is, it's a place where dam certainly is allowed to enter. Certainly dam is sprinkled there. Therefore, that's not a place of chutz l'makom. Even though, there's no emurid in there. So sometimes in machshava, I'm going to burn the emurid in there. That would not be machshava's chutz l'makom. Why? Because dam is allowed to be in there. And that's what we learn from that pasuk in Kedoshim.
It has to be a place where all three cannot be
done. Right. Right. For example, outside the Azara, outside the city. Now, says the Gemara, Tepeklei mikra kama. Why don't you learn this all out from the pasuk in Parshas Tzav? In ha'ochel ya'ochel, mid'af yirachmana b'lashon shlishi. Torah used b'lashon shlishi, and maybe that is going to teach us this din. Why don't I need the pasuk in Kedoshim? That's the pasuk in Tzav. It tells me the same thing. So the Gemara says, Amar of Ashi, Amrit l'shmaita kameda of Matna. I told the Rav Matna, Amalei ine hasam. If it has the pasuk only in Tzav, have I mean I would have thought. Listen to this. Shlishi is a prat. Shlishi, the word shlishi is a prat. When can you not eat it? Shlishi. Pigol is a klal. Right? How's pigol a klal? Shlishi is a prat, I understand. Then pigol is a more inclusive word. Everything's pigol. V'nasa klal, mosif ala prat. And the klal then increases the prat. V'sravi sharma klamos. I'll include other areas. Kamash Bawan, that's why that pasuk is no good, and therefore I have the pasuk in Kedoshim to you. Okay? Next.
It's not really the same.
It's not the same, I know. It's a lean one. So the Gemara says, I would have had a different.
Okay, yeah. And
right, I know.
That's a different.
It's apples and oranges.
Yeah.
I know. Torah Rabbanan. It says in the Torah, in this pasuk here that we've been talking about in Parshas Tzav, im ha'ochel ye'ochel mi'batzor zevach shlamach. If you're going to eat this carbon, right? Amar Rabbi Elazar, put your ear over here, l'shmoa, listen to this, says Rabbi Elazar. V'mechashev le'echel mizbecho b'yom ha'shlishi ha'katzav medaber. It's talking about you're thinking on day one to eat it on day three. That's what you're doing. On day one, you're thinking, you're dreaming about day three. That's what we've been saying all along. Says the Gemara, who said? It doesn't say that in the pasuk. The pasuk says the pasuk is the opposite. The pasuk says, "If ha'ochel ya'ochel mi'basar zevach shalav v'yom ha'shlishi." If you're going to eat it on the third day, then the pasuk continues, "Lo yirata." That's not good. The pasuk says you're eating it on the third day. Says it, no, it doesn't mean eating on the third day, but you're dreaming about eating it on the third day. On day one, you're dreaming about it. That's what it means.
Yeah, how's that sound?
Oh, eino ella ba'ochel mitzvachov yom ha'shlishi. Maybe it means you're eating it on the third day. So the Pope says, maybe it means that.
Like a nose.
Exactly. That's what it means. So the Gemara says, no. If that would be true, then what does that mean? That means I brought a carbon, I did everything kedasu kedin, all the chumers, good carbon. Day one goes by, day two goes by. Now day three goes by and I eat it. The pasuk says lo yirata. Limach freya now, the carbon was no good. Limach freya, I've undone the carbon. Could that be? That can't be. What? There's no such thing like that. There's no such thing in halacha like that. There's no such animal that I, on the, excuse the pun, that on three, I undo what I did before. There's no such thing like that.
You can't change what you did.
Exactly, exactly. There must be talking about machshava, and it's possible right now. Right now I ruined it. Why? Because I dreamed I had a wrong machshava. Right now.
They
know that the carbon's good. What's no, sir? The meat's no good. Here we're saying lo yirata, the whole carbon's no good. Right, that's why people have to be right now dreaming about the future. Or chutz l'makom. Then lo yirata, it's no good. How can it be good? It's good today. I did a carbon, the Rosh Hashiva came, the Gedolei Hadar were there, it's unbelievable chumrah, it's beautiful. 3 days later, I'm undoing that? How's that happening? Why? Because I ate it now in the wrong time? Can't be pshat. It must be, on day one, it's already ruined. Why? Out of wrong machshava. It doesn't say that in the pasuk. The pasuk says to eat it. It can't mean that. Can't mean that. Amarta, achar shu kosher, yachzer v'yipzel. What, after it's kosher, it's going to become puzzle? Right? How could that be? Amalor v'yakiva. What, do you want to have that concept? I'll show you where we have it. Hey, matzinu, b'zav u'b'zava. We have it by a zav and a zava. What's a zav and a zava? It's very simple. They're tummy. Why are they tummy? Something came out of their body. We don't know what, well, a woman, we know what it is. But man, it's some zav, it's some kind of float, the tummy. They have to count 7 days. Says Rashi, the halacha is, they can go to the mikvah on the seventh day. Why can they go to the mikvah on the seventh day? They don't have to wait for nightfall? The answer is rubo kakulo. If somehow they become tummy during that seventh day, the entire 7 days is undone, they have to start counting over again. Everybody knows that with Hilchos Nidah. She's counting 7 days. If any time during that 7 days she sees a Re'iyah, she has to go back to day one. Rashi says something extremely controversial here. Rashi says, it's in the Rashi of Bezav u'Bezava. Rashi says, Shepatsku, that the flow stops. The flow stops. V'hizchilu limnos yimei sipuron. And you started counting the 7 days. Umanu dalit ohe yamin. You counted 4 or 5 days. The imra'u, and if you see, sasru kol minyanam. Your entire count is over. Kidamina bimasekhus nida. The achar tetitar, achar achar lakulon, shlote tumma masekhus behed. You can't have any tumma in those 7 days. Look at the Torah of Kivan Shiro Sasru. 1 minute. Look at the Torah of Kivan Shiro Sasru. See the Torah, third to last Torah? Pirish Bekuntris, Rashi says, the Zav v'Zava Shepasku, the Zav and Zava stopped. V'hizchilu limnot yimei sipuron. Then you started counting, right? Umanu arba chamishi yamin. That Torah doesn't make any sense. The Kasha. The ain ze kori cheska taira. The woman was never tahora. What do you mean on the fourth day she counts and started from day one? We're trying to compare this to the case of the carbon. The carbon was, everything was perfect. What happened? 3 days later, we're trying to undo the past. So Rabbi Kiva said, what do you mean? We have it all the time. We have it by Zav all the time. Raj as well. The fourth day, the guy or the woman, the Zav or the Zav, has the Re'iyah, they go back to square one. Then it was never perfect. It was never perfect. What's Rashi talking about? Tosfos says it can't be pshat. What Tosfos says is, on the seventh day, you wake up in the morning, you go to the mikvah, you're allowed to do that, because Rubo Kukulo, then you're waiting for nightfall. Then, during the day, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it gets undone. What do you see? It was all perfect. Now it gets undone. Very difficult, Rashi. Bikid Eger tries to say that Rashi must hold.
What? I don't see the case. This is no different than
The grid asks your question. The Brisker Rav says, we'll get to that question in a minute. So we get finished with Rashi and Tosfos over here. Rashi's very difficult pshat. Tosfos makes a lot more, even Tosfos doesn't make sense. But the problem with Rashi is that we're trying to say there's a case of perfection. And then later something gets undone. During the 7 days, it's not perfect yet. How can Rashi say on the fourth day she has a riyah, she goes back to square one? It wasn't perfect yet. Tosfos says it happened on the
same thing.
What?
Seventh and fourth.
No, it's not the same thing.
Sure it is.
No.
You're not tummy, you're not tar until you the night before on the seventh night.
That's true. That's true.
No, you're allowed to go to the mikvah earlier.
So the waiting for nightfall is considered a technicality.
It's a tovayon.
So look around. Look at Tosfos. The kasha.
No difference to the tovayon. You're not done yet. You have a
you know
that you're allowed to go earlier to the mikvah. That's all. You jump the gun.
Look at Rashi. Look at Tosfos. The kasha. The ain zeh kori cheskas tahira. That's not called the cheskas tahira on the fourth day. Why? Because it's just not. Elanira demayri b'shvi shalahen. No, it happened on the seventh day. Acha shetavlu. After the guy went to the mikvah, or she went to the mikvah, the zav b'zava tefilasim b'yom. They're allowed to go to the mikvah during the day. The ain tavlu b'shvi, of ain tavlu b'shvi, if they went to the mikvah the seventh day, the acha kaz nagu b'tahiros, right? Oh, shimshu. V'ro l'acha kaz kodim harav sheresh. Then what happened? They touched a bunch of stuff. Then then the whole thing got undone. Tamei l'mafreya. They're coming now from l'mafreya. V'in hamtino l'shemesh adalev achakach rosa. If after nightfall came, eino tameya. El mikan l'havah. It's a new thing now.
Nightfall.
So what's that? Rashi makes zero sense. Rashi makes zero sense. Because there's not even completion here. The Rekiva Eger says Rashi must hold. That once you pass, that's a Rashi is bedaf for 4 days.
Say
Rubo. Or the Chazak already, most of the time, a woman, today, it only applies today by women, by Anita, most of the time, they make it to the fourth day, it's going to be okay. Most of the time. Every time, no, but most of the time. So the Rekiva Eger says, that's a Rashi must hold. That's a Rashi must hold. Get to the fourth, fifth day, 90% chance, 85% chance, and she's going to be home free. So it has the grid. The Tosfos also doesn't make any sense. Because you know why? Till nightfall comes, like Martin's saying, till nightfall comes, there is no perfection. Yeah, Tosfos is better than Rashi. Better than Rashi. Because he gets you to the seventh day. Rashi stops at the fourth day. But there's still a problem. You know why? Because the halacha is, as Martin said, I said, well, it's a technicality. It's true, it's a technicality. It's still a halacha. So there's no perfection here.
So we're comparing
really apples and oranges.
Exactly, but we have so many riots the other way.
So therefore, based on this question,
all of them the same way.
Based on this question, the Grishka Rav comes up with a huge chiddush, and he says like this: once you go to the mikvah on the seventh day, you're home free, perfect. We have a din that if she sees dam or riyah after the seventh day till nightfall, it's undone. It. He's saying it's a new din in seventh day riyahs being sotur. It's a new thing. It's unrelated din. It's a separate din. She's perfect now. Seventh day, she wakes up 10 o'clock in the morning. She goes to the mikvah. She's perfect. We have to wait for nightfall. Yeah, it's a separate din. It's a separate din. It's a separate unrelated din. It's not part of hilchas zavah. That he said that's what we passed. Therefore, if it happens, she goes back to square one. But does that mean it was never perfect? Doesn't mean that. It was perfect. And therefore, it's a good comparison. It's a huge difference.
What's a huge difference?
What?
Nobody goes to
the mikvah. No. Anita, we don't go to the mikvah by the day for this very reason.
I understand that.
Right? For this very reason, we don't go. But he's saying it's a new difference. Oh, it still would apply today. Don't go in during the day because there's a new rule that you're going to be undone. And you can touch things.
But the odds are, it's not.
Okay, so that's you only play the odds. Right. I hear you. That's the Mishka Rav comes up with that finish, otherwise you can't explain Rashi. Otherwise you can't explain this tomorrow. Doesn't make any sense. Anyway, so Rabbi Kiva, we have it. Oh, it's old news. Bayzav, Bayzava, Shomeres Yom, Kineged Yom, that's a Katana, Shein Becheskes Tyra. They have a Chazaka that they're good. The Kivan Shiro Safru. And then they see it undoes it. Alta smiles then. So they have such a kasha about pickle? Yeah. It's good on day one. It's good on day two. And then day three undoes it all. What's a big kasha? Shafal Pisha Hukshar, Chazu V'Yisal. Even though it was kosher, he undid the kashrut. You're going to do it by yourself and double all the time. Amalei, you're right. Really, I would say, in terms of eating. However, it says, Harehu Omer, it says, Hamakriv. It says, Hamakriv also lo yechashev. You know what that means? B'shas hakrava. The problem is, right now, when I brought it, not when I eat it 3 days later, it's b'shas hakrava, hu nifsal, v'ein nifsal b'shlishi. Okay? That's the source. O'eino Omer Hamakriv elezek kohen Hamakriv. Maybe it means the kohen's no good. Why? Because the kohen messed up. Maybe that's what it means. No, don't think that. Kishu Omer Oso. We had this before. Kishu Omer Oso. We're talking about the carbon itself, not the kohen. So how do you know, even though the pasuk seems to say you're eating it on the third day, it can't mean that. Because it said Hamakriv lo Oso lo yechashev. When you bring it right now, it's no good. How can it be no good right now? The only way it can be no good right now is if my machshava is no good. Benazai Omer, Oso Matam with Lomar. What do I do with the word Oso? Listen to this. Such a difficult concept. It's not hard. It's such a, out of left field, Benazai pull. What does it mean, Oso? Only this is Piggle. To exclude what? Lefi Shenema. Since I know that if I donate a carbon, Lo Sa'acher L'Shalmo, I'm not allowed to delay that promise. Yachal, I would think, Ach me achar nidro, below ye rase. So what if I do delay it? What if I do delay it? I bring it 3 years late. Does it not count? I would think it doesn't count. Talmud Lomar, Oso below ye rase. Only pigle doesn't count. The ena me'uchar nidro below ye rase. But if you bring a carbon late, that's okay. Like, why would I think that this should be part of this din? But now, like, all of a sudden it comes up, well, I would have thought that if I'm late, it doesn't count. The mashon does count. You might get an X mark for being late. That's a separate thing. Acherim omrim. Acherim say, lo yechashev. It says in the pasuk, lo yechashev. B'machshava hu nifsal. Again, it's ruined b'machshava. V'eino nifsal b'shlishi. It doesn't get ruined with the third day. U'benazai dezevach hakasim medaber. V'eino b'kohen minole. So how does Benazai know that it has to be done, that the carbon is ruined and not the kohen? He uses the word oso to teach you that there's no pickle in about the acher. So Gemara says ibay tema nafkalei midacher. Either he learns it from the same makar as the acherim. Ibay tema or midachiv lo yiratu lo yirat lo yirte bezvichahu. So the ritual has to do with the carbon, not with the kohen. Ubenazai omer lo yirte ve'ein ma'acher nidro. I'm sorry. Oso below yirte. 4 minutes, what does this mean? Ubenazai. Oh, I'm sorry. Oso below yirte, the ein ma'acha benidra below yirte mehachanafka. He learns out this din. That what? That you can't be late, that if you're late, it's not a problem of piggle. From here? What are you talking about? Be dacherim nafka. Dacherim have a different makar for this. Titania. It says like this. Acherim omrim. Yachal yehe b'char hit ibra shnato kipsuli hamakdashin. I would have thought that if a b'char can only be brought till it's 1 year old. What if you bring it late? You're waiting until after 1 year old. I would think it comes pasul tam v'yiftal, and therefore it's not good. Tamad lomar v'yachal lof ne'ashan l'kach l'maiser d'goncha. Makish b'char l'maiser. Make it hekish. Ma maiser en nisal mishan l'chaverta. Just like maiser is allowed to be brought from 1 year to the next. Only on the third and seventh and sixth years is it a problem because it is nice as beer, but for the other, otherwise it's okay. So too, I can bring the Bechor late and I'll get a replay for that. So why do I need a pasuk of Oso to teach me that? I have the source by Bechor. So I would have thought Hani Mili Bechor. That's only true by a Bechor because the Lav Bar Behartzahu. Bechor has no Hartzah. Look a Parah for that. Just a din. Abel Kadshim, the Bnei Hartzah Ninu, but all Kadshim is a Hartzah. Rashi says, even a Shlomim, which is really brought, just because I love Hashem, so the Rashi says also some kind of Ritzui, but Bukhar is no Ritzui at all. Ema lo lirtu, I would say, well, if you bring a carbon leaf, yeah, Bukhar you bring late, big deal. Doesn't have Ritzui anyway. But if you bring a Bukhar, a carbon leaf, it's a big problem. Kamash Milan, that's why Benazah had another Makar. Okay? So Tosfos asks, well, if you have another, if you have a makar for karbanos that yet get ritzui, then what do we need the makar from bechar to meiser for? If it works on karbanos that yet have ritzui, being late, then for sure it works on karbanos that don't have ritzui, like a makar. What do we need the makar for meiser? So Tosfos says, well, they're compared in other ways. Okay. I still have another makar for this din. What din? That you're allowed to be late with a carbon, it's not the end of the world. You're not allowed to be late. But if you are late, the carbon works. Why? It says that you have a sin. If your carbon doesn't have a sin, so what do you see? You could be late. So the Gemara says, Ubenazai, Hahumi Boyale, he looks at that for a different din. Why? Listen to this. You get a sin, but not your wife. Why do I think your wife gets a sin? Because you brought a carbon late? Because Sakadai Zachamina, I would have thought, Ho of Amr Rabbi Elazar Vitaim Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan. Ain't Ishtar Shal Adam Mesa. You know why your wife will die? The wives die, Elim came back to Shimeno Mammon, the Ainlo. People ask you for money, and you don't give. Says Rashi, Mimono Shal Gadal. The money you stole. People say, where's the money that you stole from me, and you don't want to return it? So the call is, the Isha died. Says Tosfos, what on earth is Rashi talking about? First, our contrast. Moment Shagazal? That doesn't make any sense. Venera, Demiri, Veneder. It's talking about a Neder. The Ka'amar Perak Shady the Shabbos. The Ba'avo Nedarim, Ishtoshal Adam Mesa. People are, don't keep their Nedarim, the Ishtoshal Adam died. Shinemar, Lama, you got Mishkara. Vahacha, Dudarish Hacha, Bechache, Vlob Ishtachache. Mari, in other words, that's called, Rashi is talking about money you stole. If that says give it back, you say no, call on the wife. Tosfos says in Shabbos. Shabbos it says that if you are, you make all these promises, all this dark, all this tzedakah, charity you're going to give, you don't give any of it. You don't give any of it. So therefore what? That's the call on your wife. I would have thought Baal Ta'acher is the same thing. Kamash on Baal Ta'acher, that's not a call on your wife. Ask the Turei Even, then there should never be a call on your wife. Why? Because we just said that if you're late, it's okay. So I'm always late. I'm always going to be late. Who said I'm not paying? Maybe I will pay. You hear this? If you're late, it's okay. It's not a call if you're late. When's it a call? It's a call if you're not late. Right? What? So the Turei Even answer is based on a run. No, if you promise I'm never giving it, then you're not late. You're not late. I'm never giving that to Dr. Yeah, I pledge it and sure everyone thought such a big shot. I'm never giving that money. But you're not late. Late means the guy's behind, whatever, he forgot, he's tight. He'll do it. That's not a call on your life. Right.
Pledge
money to the mitzvah, and then the wife will die. So in other words, it's like a pasuk in Mishlei there. If you don't have the money, what are you donating it for? It's going to be a problem with your wife. I would have thought Baal Ta'achah is the same story. Kamasha, no, Baal Ta'achah has the same story. Again, the problem is the machshava, not the actual eating. Rabbi Eliezer, lo yachashe me'avidlei. So what does Rabbi Eliezer do with the pasuk of lo yachashe? Rabbi Yanai. How do you know that all the other machshavas have to be perfect? Shenemar, lo yachashe, lo ya'arbo machshavas acheros. Don't have any other machshavos. Rav Masni Amar Rav Yanai Menai Lemachashe Bekachim Shu Loke. How do you know you get Malchus for this? Talmud Lomar Lo Yichashev. Okay, you get Malchus if you do this. Amale Rav Ashi Rav Mari Lav She'en Bo Maisa Hu. Lav She'en Bo Maisa. What's the Isser here? The Isser is a Machshava to eat it at the wrong time. So Lav She'en Bo Maisa. V'chol Lav She'en Bo Maisa Ein Lokin Alav. Amale Rav Yehuda. He, Amar Lav Shem Maisa, Lokin Alav. No, Lav Shem Maisa, this must be like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Lav Shem Maisa, you do get Malchus. Ask everybody, what do you mean it's a Lav Shem Maisa? You're bringing a carbon. You're bringing a carbon. No, right? This can only happen if you bring a carbon.
I need it.
What?
I need it.
No, but the iser is the machshava. That's the answer. The answer is, of course, you have to bring the carbon. That's not the root of the problem. The root of the problem is the machshava that you had. That's ein bo maisa. Of course, the facilitator of this iser will be doing the carbon. That's not what we mean by it. We say lav shein maisa, lav sheish bo maisa. Okay? Okay. Next, Mishnah. We'll try to finish the whole Mishnah in 3 minutes. If we don't, we'll do that. It's a very easy Mishnah because we've said the whole Mishnah already. Zachlal, here's the rule. Kol ha-shochet, if someone shef, v'ha-makabel, v'ha-mahalech, v'ha-zorek, l'echel davar shadarko lechel, to eat something edible, not the hoof, not the horn, edible things. Or, l'ha-haktir davar shadarko l'ha-haktir, to burn something that's normally burnt on the mizbeah. Kizayit, chutz l'mkomo, pasol, v'ein bo karet. Chutz l'zmano, pigle, that's pigle, v'chayav an alav karet. Ubulvad, shiakif amatik kimitz vasel. But everything else has to be done perfect. Ketat, for example, listen to this. Karv amatik kimitz vasel. What does it mean everything else has to be perfect? So, shakat peshtika. You shakted at behema. Shtika means stam. You didn't have any piddle. No, it's nothing wrong. Kibel v'halach v'zarek. And you do kibel v'halach or zarek. Chutz l'zmano. We have to stick in the words. Bimachshavas chutz l'zmano. Oh, or Sheshachat Chutzul Zmano. You shechted it with a Machshavas Chutzul Zmano. V'kibel v'halach v'zarek v'shtika. Oh, or Sheshachat v'kibel v'halach v'zarek Chutzul Zmano. V'zeh shamakim v'matzikim v'tzvasov. You did one thing wrong, but everything else was perfect. Case of low carb v'matzikim v'tzvasov. What's the case of not perfect? Shachat Chutzul Komo. You shechted it Chutzul Komo. Kibel v'halach v'zarek Chutzul Zmano. Then you did that Chutzul Zmano. Oh, or Sheshacha chutzul zmano. You shechted it with the machshava chutzul zman. V'kibel v'halach v'zarek chutzul komo. Oh, or Sheshacha v'kibel v'halach v'zarek chutzul komo. All that is not perfect. Or HaPesach v'hachato, which happens on Lashman. Right? We didn't learn that about B, right? Sheshachta on Shelo Lashman. You shechted on Shelo Lashman. That's one problem. Then v'kibel v'halach v'zarek chutzul zmano. Another problem. Oh, or Sheshacha Chutzul Zmano. V'kibe v'halach v'zarek shalol l'shman. Oh, or Sheshacha v'kibe v'halach v'zarek daman shalol l'shman. Zeo shalol karav hamatik kimitzot. None of that is perfect. Yes, it's always machshava to eat it. Not to do the actual maisa chutzul zmano, it's to eat it. Lechol kizayis b'chutz. Kizayis. Lechol kizayis b'chutz. Kizayis l'machar. Kizayis l'machar, kizayis pachot. At both now. Or, chati kizayis pachot, chati kizayis l'machar. Chati kizayis l'machar, chati kizayis l'chot. Puzzle, the ain't bo kares. That's puzzle, but there's no kares. That's the only exception. When do we say everything has to be perfect, but not if the both of machshavas are in your head? If they're both in your head, that's puzzle.
You don't get kares.
It's half of it's chutz l'machar. Half of it's chutz l'machar. Right. How about this one? I'm going to read the Da'a Klal. Listen to this. Kol she'machshevet zman k'damal ha'machshevet ha'makom, pigul v'chevet lov kares. Which one came first? If the zman came first, that's kares. V'yemachshevet ha'makom k'damal ha'machshevet ha'zman, pasul v'ein bo kares. You hear that? Depends which one goes into your head first. Chacham omer, no, zeh v'zeh pasul v'ein bo kares. No, it doesn't make a difference. Pasul, no kares. Lechol chati zayis l'haftir chati zayis. What if I have in mind to eat half a kizayis and to burn half a kizayis on the mizbeah? Chutz l'machar, chutz l'zman, doesn't make a difference. Says the Gemara, that's kosher. Why? She'ein achila v'hatar mitzarfin. Because you eating and the mizbeah eating don't combine at all. You have two halves, that's nothing. Okay? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. What? He didn't eat it on the third day. He had machshava now to eat it on the third day. So that might be, it might be also no sir. It might be, enochrami, it might be. We'll get to that. All right, up here, everyone have a good day.
By the way, since you first caught, you weren't going to